cooler, 56 for the low tonight. Tomorrow should be a great day with a high temperature up to about 84. Lots of sunshine around. I think we're dry Thursday with a high around 83. Breezy, warm. Chance of some storms in the overnight hours Thursday night into part of Friday. And over the weekend, we'll be watching a significant storm system, especially later on in the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life. Your goals. Your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Weapons, drugs, and other illegal contraband were found during a security sweep at the Dallas County Jail. Sheriff Mike Grantham says the policies that are in place to prevent contraband from getting into the jail are now under review. He says they will make any changes they find necessary. Qualifying to run for the District 74 House of Representatives seat ends today. Right now, Charlotte Meadows and Tobias Grant are running on the Republican side. So far, there are no Democrats in the race. And some scary moments at a restaurant in East Montgomery when an SUV crashed into Tzatziki's. The owner says the driver of the SUV hit the side of the building sometime after 6 o'clock last night. Montgomery police say no one was injured. No word yet on what caused the crash. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I've raised a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Kirsten Nielsen is the biggest name among top Homeland Security officials on their way out as President Trump ordered an overhaul of the embattled agency.
Actress Felicity Huffman and other parents pleading guilty for their part in the college admissions cheating scandal.
On a statement, Felicity says she is ashamed.
Federal prosecutors say a man inspired by ISIS planned to drive a U-Haul into a crowd near D.C.
The president designating the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps a foreign terrorist group.
A Chinese woman accused of trying to con her way into President Trump's Mar-a-Lago club appeared in federal court.
Attorney Michael Avenatti playing his brand of hardball with Nike, accusing the athletic giant of bribing over 100 college basketball players.
Rebound into the hands of Hunter. And Virginia with the all-time turnaround title. An overtime thriller over Texas Tech. 85-77.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on the 2C, 272-9228. Have a question, comment, or viewpoint for the mayor of Orange Beach. Tony Kinnon is in the studio. Fascinating gentleman. A big Trump supporter, he just told me.
Yes, sir.
I like that.
I love it.
Let's go to Dale. Dale has a comment. Dale, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, you mentioned a minute ago about the VRBO and the rentals. I don't know about your city, but the county, Baldwin County, goes through the listings and they double your property tax every year. And guess what? We don't get to vote for our county commissioner, so we have no recourse. We just kind of have to suck it up and take it or not rent the property. So when you say y'all having a hard time catching up with the renters, it's the Baldwin County, you need to ask them because they flat choke, catch you in a heartbeat.
Well, I will. I'm not afraid to ask somebody to show me how to do it the right way, but we do go after, it's like I said, don't like taxes, but if I pay them, everybody else is going to pay them.
And I like to vote on the legislators and the county commissioners and I've either got to choose to vote down there or vote up here.
Well, that's the way it is everywhere, and I can't help you there. You know, if you want to vote in Baldwin County, you need to move to Baldwin County.
Well, I don't see how they can double your property taxes just because they this is what we want to do.
Yeah, I don't know if they did that. I can't comment one way or the other.
They did. I can assure you, we're on the other side. We're on the Fairhope side of the Bay. The wife was raised down there. We come your way occasionally, but oh my God, traffic is all full. Y'all got to do something. To put in a transit system or quit building, because that bridge to nowhere ain't going to help that traffic out at all.
Yeah, well, you're wrong about that. The bridge to nowhere is not a bridge to nowhere. It's a bridge to somewhere, and we need it desperately. And we got two lanes coming into Orange Beach for 100,000+ people. That's not going to get it. So, it's just common sense that tells you to move 100,000 people over a two-lane bridge north and south makes no sense whatsoever. So it's absolutely a worthwhile project that's worth every penny of it, considering Baldwin County and the municipalities put up about $1 for every road project that the state puts up.
So state paying for it, or is city paying for it?
The state is paying for this one. The city is paying for the Wolf Bay Bridge, which is about $70 million each. So, again, it's a one-for-one contribution if you look at it from a holistic approach as what we need to do to move traffic.
So I'm guessing you are all in on the gas tax.
No, sir. I don't know. I'm a pragmatic person, and if you can't rebuild roads and bridges because everybody's fed up with taxes, you cut your nose to spite your face. Now, having said that, there's enough money in Montgomery probably to do what we need to do. They just spend it in the wrong places.
Well, they the first $12 million on top of the gas tax for a dredging project that the Corps of Engineers has not even approved yet. What are they going to do with that money if Corps says you can't dump the spoils in the middle of the bay?
Yeah, I get it. I'm sitting waiting on a permit to build a bridge right now. We're spending money left and right to try to get ourselves in a position to move that bridge as quick as possible. And we're rolling the dice because Corps may not approve it, but the point in time, we're out of time. We got to move and get things done, and we're willing to take the chance. I'm sure that's what they're doing as well.
Appreciate your time.
Yes,
thanks,
sir.
Dale, for the telephone call. Let's talk about back to the ebb and flow and talk about spring break. You guys are taking a different tactic, let's say, on dealing with spring break. What is the city's philosophy towards spring breakers?
We want families. We do not want the MTV crowd, and as a matter of fact, I think we quit counting at about 250 interviews we've done all over the Southeast, print, radio, TV, warning kids that if they come to Orange Beach and misbehave, they were going to jail, and some didn't take it serious. So the first year, we had about 800 arrests in 6 weeks, most of it were minors in possession, some other types of things of that nature. This year, we're down to a little over 100 arrests. So what's happening is MTV crowds moving somewhere else, and the silver lining is we have the busiest spring break ever, and it's because parents and families are coming because they know they're going to have a place to come, and it's not going to be chaos.
Tell me about the drug situation there, particularly opioids.
What we do not have in Orange Beach. We put a drug undercover task force in place a few years back, and we did everything we could do to eliminate drugs in every possible way. Very few towns our size would do something of that nature. But the word on the street is you don't go to Orange Beach to buy, sell, or use drugs. So we were very proud of that. We don't tolerate it for a minute. It doesn't matter who you are. But we don't think we have an opioid crisis in Orange Beach or an issue. The big issue with opioids in Baldwin County that I'm most concerned about is the kids that are getting them from their parents. That's my biggest concern.
Interesting. And so you call it the MTV crowd. So you're going for the family with the small kids that are going, or the young kids that are going to want to do a week away from town and go visit you.
Exactly. That and multi-generation, like I said earlier, grandma, grandpa, mom and dad and the kids. That's exactly who we want. That fits our brand of family-friendly, traditional values, family values. And again, that's the crowd we want.
Next to being a talk show host, I'm a financial advisor, and one of the things I learned from my own family is that one of the smartest things a family can ever do is for the grandparents to go rent a place and get the kids and the grandkids and just pay for it and have them all come and stay under one roof. I did that with my own family. I suggested to my clients all the time. My clients would tell me that's the smartest thing I've ever done because I got them all there, we're all together, we all do things together, and it's just a great family time.
And it's the best money you could ever spend, in my mind, but I agree. And we have, because of the number of condominiums we have to rent, it makes it very easy to do that. And you do get an economy of scale when you think about you've got a kitchen, you've got multi-bedrooms under one roof, as opposed to a hotel or whatever else, even with a beach cabin or a beach house. A condominium provides an economy.
And servicing the beaches and cleaning the beaches up, who does that, and what's the cost associated with that?
We do that. Cost us about $1 million a year. But every day, about 9 o'clock in the evening, we come down the beach.
The tractors and
everything. We take anything that's left on the beach, throw it in the back of a dump truck, and haul it off. And so that way, in the morning time when you wake up, it's a pristine, clean beach. If folks want to take their tents down, they can, but they have to bring them back up at the end of the day. They can't just leave them. And the problem is, what we're running into is these tents are inexpensive. You buy them at Walmart for $99, all these chairs. Well, what folks were doing was when they got ready to go home, they just left it on the beach for
right.
us. And then, you know how thunderstorms are so prevalent in the summer. Thunderstorms come through there, it blew that stuff everywhere. And so we just said, we can't do this anymore. So we eliminated it.
It's an interesting way of looking at it, and I think you're absolutely right, because I take people from I lived in Washington, D.C. for a while, and I bring people down to the beach. They would just be blown away, because they were used to going to Delaware and Rehoboth or something like that. Rehoboth is not a real beach. It's actually a rock pile that you lay on. You have to pay to go down to the beach. You have to pay literally $10 to sit at the beach. That, which is to me outrageous. So I'd bring them here, and they'd fall in love with the place.
Yeah, our sandy, you know, sugar white sands are a blessing. There's very few places in the world we have that. But the oil spill opened up our beaches to the world. And we're seeing that now with residents, people moving here, building here, and people visiting. They're coming from all over the country, but also from all over the world. Now, that's can be a blessing, and it depends on what perspective. But it really opened us up.
Do you have a big snowbird population this year?
We did. We had a great year this year. One of our biggest in 10 years.
What is your biggest fear as a mayor with your community?
Losing who we are.
Losing your city identity.
Yeah, you know, losing that Southern heritage, that Southern pride, that value system that's the traditional American value system. It worries me that it's going to be diluted as people from places around the country that don't think like I do or we do move into town. And that bothers me a lot. Probably shouldn't say that, but it does.
No, I think it's very important because, you know, I grew up in the South, and, you know, you didn't call it the beach, you called it the coast, and lived down, had a place down in Marietta, family place down in Marietta, and that was it. I mean, we kept moving because it kept outpacing, outgrowing us, so we kept moving east further and further until we finally ended up in Rosemary Beach. That's a long way from Marietta.
It is.
So what do you see advancing more than anything else? Do you see a different type of bay community coming about versus beach community?
Well, our beach community is building out. We've since I've become mayor.
How long have you been mayor?
10 years, going on 11 years.
Wow.
What we've tried to do is, I'm a believer in property rights. If your property was zoned X, you have the right to build out according to that zoning. And we're not going to get in the way of that. We're going to facilitate it, as we should. But what we're not doing is rezoning properties to higher density to increase the volume of people in any one spot. If it's residential, it's staying residential. If it's a residential community, we're not going to let high density encroach in any way or affect it negatively. We're going to try to create a true full-time community and protect it. Call it we've truly taken a position and decided we are a sanctuary city for our families. And that's the way we approach it. And our full-time community matters to us.
I like that. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Delta Hotel. Delta Hotel, Delta Hotel. Come in, Delta Hotel.
Hello, Delta Mike.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, sir. How about you?
Doing excellent.
Great. Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Hello, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. I just wanted to compliment you on your city, Orange Beach. The family orientation, that's exactly why my family goes there every year. We come down for the Shrimp Festival, me and my wife. That's around our anniversary time, and we absolutely love it. In fact, we consider Orange Beach one of the best-kept secrets. And frankly, I'm not sure if I want to let that secret out. I want to keep it nice and family-oriented.
Well, I appreciate it. We won't tell anybody, I promise you. But, but those kind words mean the world to us. It really does, because there's a lot of fiery arrows come our way when we try to make moves that protect who we are and family-oriented, because money interests at times want to prostitute who you are.
Sure,
and
sure.
So we fight that battle every year, because money wants to be at the beach. But thank you. It means the world to hear something left from you.
Sure. And like I said, it's a family orientation that keeps us coming, but it's also the perfect distance for me and the wife to do kind of a weekend getaway. I'm here in Montgomery, so it's perfect distance, and we love it. So keep doing what you're doing. We really appreciate Orange Beach.
Well, congratulations on your anniversary visit, and my phone number's in the book, so give me a call when you come and say hello.
Sure will. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Someone said that the sand shaker just up and down at the wharf, a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's their listener.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's on the canal, the Intercoastal Canal. Got a great view, got a great outside bar. It's right on the marina. Got live music. It's really a nice place.
Y'all have some great restaurants down there.
Well, we do, and I think one of the keys to our success with our restaurants is almost every restaurant we have is owned and managed, or the chef lives in Orange Beach.
Right.
They're all local. They all participate in the community events. They support our kids at the ballparks, church, whatever. I see them at the grocery store. But they're all there on site. And they understand customer service and what it means, and quality. We're really blessed to have that type of restaurant community.
I had someone who said, I go to Orange Beach so much, I've left a dump truck full of toys and floats there over my lifetime.
I believe it.
And because that is a problem. I knew that was a big problem for us in Destin.
Well, it was a problem, but at the same time, we understand you're on the beach. You want to be comfortable, especially if you got kids, young kids. We want to get them in the shade and have shade of it. We do understand that. So we tried to find that middle ground of where you could still do it, but at the same time, not put anybody else in jeopardy or look like something out of Hong Kong or something of that nature.
272-9228 is going to be back after this brief break.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? they see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You guys seem to like this guy. That's a good sign. My audience can be kind of tough to please sometimes.
Really?
Mayor of Orange Beach, Tony Kinnon, is in the house. Let's go back to the bridges. Patrick, I'm going to come back with your question in a second. So you have a two-lane bridge that comes into the city.
It's a toll bridge.
Toll bridge, okay. And so how many people come over that in a course of a busy month?
Well, right now we're at about, well, it varies again depending on the load, but we're about 4.5 million per year come over. And then you have the big bridge in Gulf Shores where there's about 11 million. So we're at about 15 million cars coming over the intercoastal to the island between Gulf Shores and Orange Beach yearly.
Man. So how much is that toll?
$350 for someone who doesn't have some type of discount that lives locally.
Okay.
So it's a real sore spot, too. It's a private company. And I have no problem with public-private partnerships, but there's got to be some checks and balances on it.
So what are you proposing to do?
Well, what we've tried to negotiate with the bridge company for years, but they're from New York, from Detroit.
They're not from here.
Yeah, and
New York City.
Yeah, they saw us a bunch of sandbillies that didn't have sense enough to get out of rain, so they ignored us. But and I told them, I said, eventually the money's going to be in a situation financially where we're going to dry pylons. When we do, it's going to be too late for you to negotiate because there's going to be a free bridge on each side of you. And that's not a threat. That was just out of...
That's the reality.
It is, because they have the ability to put another span right next to the current one, and we ask them to do that, and we work with them on a fair toll. But see, the way the contract reads is they have this toll in perpetuity when it should have been limited to some degree 30, 40, 50 years, and there's no toll control whatsoever. So they can do anything with it they want.
This is the Tim James toll bridge.
Yeah, they built it, but it was...
And then he sold it.
He sold it, yeah. So it came after Tim.
Let's go to the phones and go to Patrick. Patrick, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. You're on with the mayor.
Hey, Mr. Mayor. I want to applaud you for doing what you're doing with the bridges. Can you talk about how it's going to help the congestion on Canal?
Yes, sir, and that is a concern because more and more people are coming down that expressway, and that number will grow. So we're trying to get the Wolf Bay Bridge permitted, which will go over to George Barber's property and tie into County Road 95 and County Road 20, which we hope to improve in the future so that we can move traffic over that bridge if they want to go back to the east or if they want to get back to the expressway.
That's a two-lane.
That will be another two-lane, okay. And it'll be a free bridge.
Okay.
Yeah, the city of Orange Beach is paying for that, $70 million.
Okay.
Then the bridge to the west of the current toll bridge will be a two-way bridge. It will be free. When you come over the we call it the ditch or the canal, to canal, it will be five-laned from that point all the way back to 161. So hopefully you'll have six lanes north and south and five full lanes from that point all the way around the state park. Down Canal Road, down 161, and on the beach. Now, obviously, the true fix would be going through the state park, but I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Awesome. I just know my in-laws have a place on the east side of Canal back towards Fair Point, and when we arrive in town, we typically don't get out on the road simply because, congestion is pretty thick at times, but I think this might help it out a little.
It is. And believe me, I tell folks, I drive it more than anybody, and by the end of summer, I'm totally exhausted from it. But we're doing everything can. Now, another asset is we're going to take Canal Road from docks there at 161 going back to the east of Bear Point. That's going to be three-laned all the way down to Wilson Avenue where the elementary school is. So that should help traffic move to the east more fluidly.
And I assume you can do all this work during the off-season.
We're trying, yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're waiting on the money. A lot of it is BP Restore Act money, and the, you know, that's all state road.
Right.
So we're working with the state to try to do it off-season, at night, and hopefully have minimal impact on traffic as possible, but it's still going to be an impact.
Is that, that's my only concern, is that we get in there, you just get so locked up. And if you're going to go to Cobalt's for dinner, for example, you got to plan ahead to do that, to make a 6 o'clock reservation.
You do. And we understand that. Now, I think we've come to the conclusion that building the bypass off of Canal Road behind Big Pep Boys, behind McDonald's, is the way to go. And it would be four lanes, east and west, which would kick everything out of that intersection there at docks. And we think that's the way we're going, and going to try to hopefully get that done real soon.
Awesome. I just wanted to say thank you for that. I hadn't heard the final talk about how that's going to finish out, but it looks like it's going to help congestion because it's really difficult, especially on holiday weekends down that way.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and we're doing everything we can. And this governor and this ALDOT director, John Cooper, have really been friends to Orange Beach Gulf Shores, and they're really trying to help us. They see the problems. They know we send a lot of money north. We have a great revenue source for them. And they also know, like we say, these are Alabama's beaches. We just happen to be the stewards of them. But they mean a lot to all the citizens of Alabama, not just us.
Thanks very much, sir.
No, thanks, Patrick.
Thank you.
Give me a timetable when you think that project, as you just named them, will be completed. Are we talking about 2020, 2021?
We're hoping that the five laning of Canal Road from the toll bridge to 161 will be done in 2020.
Wow.
We'd hope to be. We're moving all the utility. We're slowing us down.
When you say done by 2020, we're talking about before summer 2020.
Well, we hope, but that's still, that's tentative. We have to move every utility down that two-mile stretch of road, which is what's taking so much time. The paving is going to be a piece of cake. It's moving all the utilities, water, sewer, gas, all the telecommunications. So that's what we're in that process right now. But we're hoping by Memorial Day 2020 we'll have that fifth lane. If not, we'll suspend for the summer and finish it in the fall. The two bridges, the Wolf Bay Bridge would be about a four-year project between building and permitting. So we hope we move cars over that in 4 to 5 years. The ALDOT bridge to the west is a 2 to 2.5 year project, according to ALDOT.
Which means it's really a 3.5 year project.
It may be. When it's built, it's built. So there, that's the way I look at it.
News 93.1 FM, the mayor of Orange Beach in the house, 272-9228. If you have a question, comment, viewpoint, we'll be right back.
Dan Morris Show.
Here's a lady comes from all around.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump says the departures of the Homeland Security Secretary and Secret Service Director are not part of a broader effort to overhaul the agency.
Well, I never said I'm cleaning house. I don't know who came up with that expression. We have a lot of great people over there. We have bad laws.
The president also saying he's not looking to reinstate the practice of separating families at the nation's southern border. It could be just a matter of days before the special counsel's final report on Russian election meddling is available to the public.
Attorney General William Barr says,
but I am relying on my own discretion to make as much public as I can.
The AG says after the public release of the redacted version, he'll work with Judiciary Committee leaders on additional requests, but does not plan to ask a court to release secret grand jury testimony.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have the lingering effects of this storm system that we were dealing with yesterday. So some scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around the area today. Not everybody will get one. It's going to be warm, high around 79, and then mostly cloudy, a little cooler, 56 for the low tonight. Tomorrow should be a great day with a high temperature up to about 84. Lots of sunshine around. I think we're dry Thursday with a high around 83. Breezy, warm. Chance of some storms in the overnight hours Thursday night into part of Friday. And over the weekend, we'll be watching a significant storm system, especially later on in the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Mayor of Orange Beach in the house. Mr. Mayor, how panicked do you get when you're looking and see a weather report that a hurricane is in the Gulf?
Well, you have no choice but to panic and get something done. I mean, the last one, Michael, that hit Mexico Beach, it was, I mean, if it hadn't have taken that hook to the east at the last minute, it would come right down our throats. And I've been through Frederick in 79 and Ivan in 04, so I know what the aftermath is like. And don't want to wish that on anybody.
Where are you from originally?
Mobile. But my parents had a place in Bear Point in Orange Beach since the 60s. So I call it dual citizenship. You know?
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're back during the old days then.
I've seen it all, you know.
I like that.
Yeah. The good old days are a matter of perspective, you know.
And you're looking out into the future. Tell me some things that you want to add to your city that will enhance that family atmosphere.
Well, what we're getting a new high school, and now we're going to have K through 12. So we're adding a middle school and high school. So for the first time, you know, Orange Beach actually is going to be a real, in my opinion, community. You have to have schools in your community to be a real community. And we're spending a lot of money to, we're going to have the best school in the state of Alabama if I have anything to do with it. But we're adding a performing arts center, 700-seat, state-of-the-art. We're a believer that if you find a child's passion early on, you don't have to go looking for them later on. And we're trying hard through our Expect Excellence program, which is an after-school program that's arts, academics, and athletics, so kids can get exposed to all the above and cross over. Athletes can be exposed to the arts and music and vice versa. And then we have academic tutoring every day of the week and strength and conditioning every day of the week. So our goal is to create that child that has work ethic, discipline, courtesy, and respect, so that once they get into 7th and 8th grade in high school, they know how to act. And the classroom is conducive to learning and not all this other nonsense that other schools and teachers have to put up with.
Sounds like I need to move there.
I think you should.
The people that are residents there, tell me what their home is like. Are they freestanding houses? Where are they? Are they on the other side of the canal, or what you call the ditch? And where are they located?
Yeah, most of our community is south of the ditch, or the canal, and north of the beach.
Okay.
So that's where all of our residential housing, and it's surprisingly more than most people would think. And the condos are actually, we're starting to see a lot more permanent residents in the condos. Most of that are retirees, just because it's difficult to raise kids, obviously, in a condominium. But our community, we had a record number of building permits last year, and most of those were residential permits from people building homes. Moving, our demographic is shifting from an all-retiree community more to a 50-50 split between working folks and retired folks. So we're getting, you know, I tell folks, if I want to be just around retirees, I'll move to the villages. I want to be around a multi-generational community where the energy comes from the younger and the wisdom comes down from the older. And that's what we're trying to achieve, is that multi-generational paradigm I'm getting old. I'm losing my words now. But I think you get the picture of what we're trying to create.
So if somebody who's a professional person, what type of professional careers are available in your area?
You've got the general service industry of, CPA, physicians. We can always use more health care, better health care, and we're trying to improve it.
Is that putting a strain on your community, an older group showing up?
No, we have a South Baldwin Hospital in Foley, which is 20-25 minutes from Orange Beach, and they really have expanded and improved that facility to one of the best in the state, in my opinion. It's our hospital, so I appreciate them. But we're in the process now of building what's called a freestanding emergency room in Gulf Shores, which means within about, we have a fabulous EMT paramedic service. In Orange Beach, we can have a paramedic to your door in less than 5 minutes and hopefully about 3 minutes most places. If we get this emergency room...
Let me go back to the emergency room. Yeah. What trauma level is your emergency room?
I would be telling you a story. If it's not a trauma center. It's not a trauma center.
It's not rated as a trauma three or anything.
No, it's not. No. But what our freestanding emergency room is essentially the same emergency room that you would see in any hospital that you could get... Because, you know, we have serious concern about head injury, stroke, and cardiac issues, and getting them somewhere in treatment within very short period of time.
And
so by having that freestanding emergency room there from Orange Beach, you should be in that door in 10 to 12 minutes. We're buying our own ambulances, so we don't have to wait on ambulances to come from somewhere else in Baldwin County, because it became an issue in the summer. They just couldn't get south. So we're looking at how do we get our folks in our communities to an emergency room in the shortest period of time.
So you have medevac at this facility?
We're going to have a helipad, but the helicopter we hope will be stationed somewhere in Central Baldwin or at the hospital in Foley.
Okay, and so they'll come from that hospital, pick them up at your emergency room, and then take them back.
Right, if we don't transport.
So that's probably a trauma three center then. Interesting. Okay, so what do you do to prepare for a hurricane? Pray.
Exactly. I mean, that's a big part of it. But for us, it's we have an emergency committee, essentially. And I'm blessed that I got such smart people. I pride myself on trying to be the dumbest one at the table. And these guys have it down to an art, and I stay out of their way. But the main thing is to have the procedures in place to get people off the island, get the word out, and then get the word to the business and start batting down the hatches. We batten down hatches on city equipment, city operations, and you know, they've got it down to an art. It flows very smoothly.
So if a hurricane does come in and you're during the season, you're actually trying to evacuate 100,000 people.
Well, it could be anywhere from 100 plus if it's, you know, like if you're 4th of July, 100% occupancy, you're 150 people, 150,000 people. So you got to get them across a two-lane bridge in Orange Beach and a six-lane bridge in Gulf Shores. And they're not all leaving at the same time. You got folks who are trying to pick and choose when they leave. Should I gamble and leave 2 days from now, watching the storm? You're balancing. Because at the same time, we still have people there trying to get them out. We're trying to batten down the hatches. So it's a balancing act with that dynamic. So it can be hairy, especially if one pops up. And that's always a big concern, is one pops up 48 hours off the beach and strengthens to a Category 3 in a short period of time. How do you move people out?
Tell me about your do you have a homeless issue there?
No, sir. Not in any, not that I have ever noticed or seen or reported. So we don't.
That's good. It's because I know a lot of places in Florida that is a problem. Beach.
I don't know what's becoming of some of these places. I mean, we go to Pensacola and some other places and see them all over the nice district in town, and I don't know how to fix that. And hopefully, we won't ever have that issue and won't ever have to deal with it.
Let's go to the phones and let's go to Randall. Randall, you're on board with the mayor of Orange Beach.
How you doing, sir? And I was going to say, for just Mr. Dan and Joe and everybody, this is the first time I've even heard the station all day. It's been a heck of a day. But when I turned it on, I heard what y'all was talking about, what y'all was saying. And the other day, I was thinking about calling Mr. Dan because a while, you know, we was talking about getting people to, you know, that's out here in the country back to a hospital, you know, like having a stroke. And when we was talking a couple, three or four years ago, they didn't have what they do now. But out here now, Mr. Dan, what they're doing, and Mr. Mayor, and I want to thank every ambulance driver sitting out there. But they stationed them right here in the country around these volunteer fire departments. They got one over there toward Togaville. They got one over here in Old Kingston. And they just sit there all day long. And I stopped by yesterday. I bought their breakfast. But I just want to say thank y'all. They listen to the shows and thank the ambulance drivers. I want to thank these folks down in Baldwin County because sitting there sometimes waiting on this is the hardest part. But, you know, for 20 minutes is all it needed, they said, at Jackson Hospital to save my granddad's life. 20 more minutes. And it took them 40 to get the fire medics from Proudful out here to where they come got it, man. So, you know, it just y'all changing folks' lives. Thinking every day at the table, like you say, you got smart people, and I just want to say thank y'all for keeping thinking and even out here for what they did for us out here in the county. Thank y'all.
Thanks, Randall. Appreciate it.
Thank you for the kind words.
Is that a problem when you have an emergency run in the traffic?
It is. The reason we bought our own or buying our own ambulances, they should be operational by the end of this month, is that we were having situations where it was 45 to 55 minutes sometimes during the summer to get an ambulance from central Baldwin County, where they had already made another run, to the beach. And that's just unacceptable. You can't have that. Not when we have the number of paramedics that we have that can actually be in the home in 3 to 5 minutes, then you got to sit and wait 50 minutes for an ambulance to get them to the... That's not acceptable. So, and I'm not pointing fingers at anybody. It's just
Tell me how, operationally, how do you run your own ambulance service? Do you run it within a fire rescue, EMA?
Yes, it's in our fire department, and we're working toward every fireman we have being a paramedic. And we've actually just signed a deal with University of South Alabama Medical Center that we're going to partner with them with their emergency room physicians. They're going to spend about 30% of their time down riding on our ambulances and with our paramedics. So there's going to be a mutually beneficial learning process there of the docs being on site for emergencies and getting that training, and our paramedics getting to be under the wing of a physician. And our residents have the opportunity to actually see a doctor show up at their door for an emergency call, medical call.
Wow. That's big. And particularly if you're trying to attract a retiring population, then health is in response is a big issue.
Absolutely. And I've been there lying on the couch waiting for the 911 call to be followed up on. So I know what it feels like in that situation.
What was your issue?
I had a heart issue.
Wow.
And it was stress. It was self-induced, but it was an arrhythmia. But the point being, when you're lying there not knowing what's going on, I had an idea because I have a healthcare background, but not knowing how long before you're going to get to the emergency room, that's not a good feeling. So we're not going to let that happen for our folks.
Tell me about your healthcare background.
I'm a physical therapist, and I owned physical therapy clinics and had hospital contracts for rehabilitation.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my career was in sports medicine.
Wow.
And
did you go to USA or where?
I went to USA.
Great school.
It is. And actually ended up at the University of Alabama in the athletic department as an athletic trainer and director of rehab for 4 years. And enjoy that. Some of the best years of my life.
Interesting. How much longer do you want to be mayor?
That's a good question. I got a 12-year-old, so it's important for me to spend time with him. And as long as I can balance being with him and the people of Orange Beach want me, then I'll be mayor. But at some point, my garage needs cleaning out, so I got to do something
that's
different.
That's what the 12-year-old is for.
Yeah.
Free labor, right, Joey?
Something like that.
Yeah. I don't need it destroyed. I need it cleaned out.
Supervision is what it comes with that. Teach you parenting skills.
I got several belts. And he like knows that. What they look like.
I like that. So revenue-wise, you're right at the $50 million mark. How much do you stack away each year, and what type of reserve account do you guys have?
We have about, right now, probably $30
million. Wow, out of a $50 million budget? Yeah, so you're AAA rated.
Yeah, we are. Well, no, we're AA+. I think is what it is.
It's 30% of your...
They can't AAA rate us because of the storm situation.
Okay.
Is what they're telling us. But one of the reasons we carry that big a surplus is because we have some really big items, big ticket items that could be dumped in our laps if for whatever reason the federal government, whether it be the bridge, whether it be beach renourishment, whether it be FEMA and post-storm cleanup, dredging the pass, which the Corps says they're not going to do anymore. Senator Shelby has been wonderful. Congressman Byrne, Sessions, those guys have gotten our pass dredged the last two times when the Corps said they weren't. So we're thankful there. But we have some really big ticket items that we could get stuck with, and that's why we're stocking that back. We want to make sure we have it. And then we're investing a good bit into amenities and into our school cash. We're going to be debt-free in 2 years, and we want to make sure we don't have to go in debt to do what we need to do.
How are you going to organize your school system? Are you doing a board, and is that board appointed by the city, or is it elected officials?
We are a county school.
Ah.
So
I thought you said you were going to do a city school.
Gulf Shores did a city school system, and which put the county into putting a school into Orange Beach to serve that part of the district. But we've worked out, we've got a great county board now. I wasn't real pleased with them in the past, but we've got a good one now that understands this should be, to me, everything should be local. The more you keep local, the better efficiency, effectiveness you get out of it. And this board understands community education is far better than that centralized nonsense of a mothership somewhere telling you from 60, 80 miles away what you should be feeding your kids. Yeah, it drives me nuts. We want to know what our atmosphere. We want drug testing in our school. We're going to drug test. We want electronic surveillance in such a way to minimize vaping. Is now the big kid, fad.
Big problem.
Yeah, we want to stop that before it ever starts. We got drug dogs. I want to be able to walk that drug dog through the hall anytime I want, or put him in the front door. In other words, like I said, classroom is for learning. It's not for thinking about what you're going to do tomorrow night or Friday night or Saturday night or what high you're looking for. It's about reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Yeah, I have a pediatric cardiologist friend of mine who said the vaping issue for kids, particularly in that 12, 14-year-old, is just incredible because they're still developing and it's putting some phenomenal strain on their body.
And I agree. Same thing with these monster drinks. This constant stimulation.
How'd you drink, Joey?
I've got coffee today.
Okay. But, you got kids drinking 2 and 3 monster drinks a day. That's a high stimulant level for that age, mind, and development neurologically, and it worries me. And we have ER doctors who tell you now that alcohol poisoning, for the most part, is a benefit, or not a benefit, but it's because of all these kids mixing alcohol with these monster drinks.
Yep.
The body won't pass out and quit drinking. They just keep on till they become toxic. I don't get that. It's an amphetamine, essentially. I don't know why parents allow these kids to drink all this sugar and stimulant. It's crazy.
Last segment of the Dan Morris Show with the mayor. Calls, viewpoints, 272-9228. We're going to be right back.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Of a man that Brandy loved.
summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But it made it clear it couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. They sailed us a bravely.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Folks, I want to remind you guys about my good friend Levon Russell and Mosquito Shield. You guys got the little, I noticed some last night. Sitting outside, getting ready for the game, showing up. The bomb's going to be coming to spray my house. You get the Dan Morris $29.95 special. Here's the telephone number, 334-513-2940. Ask for LeVon. Tell him you're a Dan Morris Show listener. You're a fascinating gentleman. I'm real big in government and how somebody approaches government, and you are my kind of guy, and your approach to government, you're looking beyond structural things. You're looking at needs and wants, but you're looking at what's good for the community, and that's a great, great combination.
Well, thank you, sir.
So if there's one big thing that you could do and wave a magic wand and have happen for your community, what would that be? A bridge?
Yeah, as far as an immediate need, we need that Wolf Bay Bridge and that Aldott Bridge, and we need to grow. We need to be able to expand because we're busting at the seams. And I don't see expansion of our city limits as a bad thing. I see it as a pop-off valve like on a hot water heater. You just got to have
you
a
go towards Perdita Key?
No, it'd be north.
North, okay.
Straight across.
Straight across.
And it gives us the ability to manage what grows over there and how it's developed. I would hate to see that beautiful area hodgepodgely put together and, you know, hog farm next to a subdivision.
Oh, man, those are the best. Those are the best.
So, nothing wrong with a hog farm.
Now, let me say, that's what Texas is. People don't, yeah. I'm a cancer survivor, and I was out in Houston, and you literally go by at this $10 million building. Next to it would be a gas station. Next to that would be a house. Yeah. And you kind of go, what?
Yep.
How did that happen?
And in the good old days, I liked it. But when you're developing and you're trying to create something that actually pays for itself, then you look at the revenue sources and you try to put together a multi-use concept that keeps the taxpayers out of having to stay in their pockets all the time.
That's great. Well, I'm impressed that you have a $30 million reserve to service your community. That's very impressive. And I feel for you in the storms. I can't imagine what that's like to see something coming bearing down on your citizens and knowing how many lives you're responsible for. And they don't seem to come in December, do they?
No, they don't. But you know, people talk about hurricanes, and I say, you know, if you get hurt in a hurricane, you're pretty stupid. Because it ain't like it sneaks up on you. You know it's coming. It's not a tornado. It's not an earthquake. It's not a, you know, get out if you have any reservations. So I appreciate that we can deal with them in that fashion. We know they're coming.
Is there a mass transit future for you guys?
No, sir. It'd have to be subsidized, and I'll never vote for anything subsidized in that fashion.
How does your council work? Do you have a city council, and you're mayor, or you're the chief executive? And
yeah, in Alabama, I think under 12,500 is a strong mayor, weak council, which means nothing more than I run the meetings, but I have five councilmen, and I have five really, really good councilmen who think things through.
Do you have a vote, or do they?
I do have a vote.
Okay.
I do have
a vote. So there's a vote of six. So
that's correct.
It takes four to get it.
It does. It does. And my council is, they're not emotional. They don't make emotional decisions. We meet once a month in a retreat to talk everything through so that everybody's involved and on top of things. And I really appreciate them because I couldn't get it done without them. So they're a good bunch.
So how many voters are in one city councilman's district?
We have no districts. It's all at
large. Oh, it's at large. Wow.
And I love that. You get into districts, you start getting into turf garden and fights and all. So this way, everybody's responsible for everybody. And I understand practically, the bigger the city gets, that's maybe not a possibility. But for ours, it works perfectly.
Interesting. Well, you have quite a community. It's I may have to, because of you, I may have to drive down there and go visit.
Well, I hope you do. And like I said, my number's in the book, so call me.
Literally?
Absolutely it is, yeah. Been there for 20-something years.
I like that. So that's the way you approach things of getting close to the people and the problems, that to me is great government. It's somebody's walking around with blinders on, and so everybody's telling them what the problems are, but they're not seeing or talking to the people that the problems are happening to, which is a real problem here in Montgomery, Alabama. You have people that they literally create problems that don't even exist just so they can say, well, somebody told me it was a problem. Yeah. And we've had them here in the studio. It's absolutely amazing, some of the things they come up with. Mayor, I really appreciate you being in today.
No, thank you for your time, Dan. Thank you all so much. And
good luck with Matt tomorrow. Tell him I said hi.
I will.
Joey, thank you for a great show, my friend.
Good show today.
Hey, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that Brubaker Motors is a sponsor of this hour of the Dan Morris Show. Go by and see them. It's a better buy at Brubaker, Prattville and Eastern Bypass location. Nick Brubaker, Don Wickard, tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. We're going to be back tomorrow. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Same time, same place, same station. Greg Budell, the great, he's next. Adios.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump says he's not cleaning house at the Department of Homeland Security despite the departures of Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen and the Secret Service Director.
And we're not doing anything very big as far as what we need. Homeland Security, that's exactly what we want.
The president also rejecting reports he's considering reinstatement of the often criticized policy of separating families at the border. A House panel today discussing the role technology and social media platforms play in hate speech and hate crimes.
A bipartisan panel of victims of hate crimes and victims' advocates with a focus on social media's role.
On the rising threat of white supremacy.
Anti-Defamation League's Eileen Hershenoff.
America is no place for hate.
Facebook and Google execs telling the panel that their platforms can do better.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. This is Fox News.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman. I endorse gas station jerky. Just thinking about that greasy jug of meat sticks resting between the take-a-penny dish and Bic lighter display makes my mouth water. My favorite flavor is brown. My